should be available for Saturday's grand final against Brisbane. He missed training on Sunday, but coach John Longmire says he'll be right to play. Skipper Callum Mills, though, remains in doubt. He has to train fully tomorrow. The KissCast is next.
The Kia Stonic, compact SUV, but big on style. Designed for urban adventures. Available now. Book a test drive today. More at kia.com.au.
Cloudy this afternoon, showers tomorrow, 15 the top, and could see some drizzle for Thursday, 14. Right now it's 23 degrees in Keilor, 23 in Kew. Coldplay are coming back to Melbourne, and only Kiss can win you an entire row of tickets. Reserve yours from 10 tomorrow morning and all day while you work on Kiss 101.1.
ANZ Falcon Technology learns from your transactions to help protect you from fraud. Sounds like its protective instincts just kicked in. ANZ Fraud Protection. Now it's personal. Falcon is a registered trademark of Fairizer Corporation.
Hope you're having a great Tuesday. Woodrow, we have got just an absolute truckload of tickets to give away at the moment. I mean, it does feel like we're being a little bit of a funnel for the rest of the network. But, hey, that's our job. We're a national show. So we've got Kylie Minogue tickets to give away. Yeah, it is a great funnel. I mean, if you're going to be a funnel, you'd be a ticket funnel, that's for sure.
My favourite funnel. Two tickets to Kylie. It's a double to Kylie Minogue. Plus.
Yeah.
A whole row of tickets to Coldplay.
Yeah.
That would be paradise. If they have a dream about it, you'd be in it.
Yes. Now, we gave some tickets away yesterday. I haven't heard this audio, but I've heard it's very good.
You're going to, we're going to Coldplay. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Really? We won. Yes.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes, I promise.
Oh, my God.
Pretty good. But anyway, they were happy.
Could be you. Could be you and a whole row of your mates.
Yeah. It's an unbelievable prize.
Unbelievable.
It's about as good as it gets. Also, the Kylie tickets as well. We spoke to Kylie yesterday, actually. We're going to play a little bit of that later on.
Mm-hmm.
Battle of the Gents. Annalise is going to be in the studio. Also, can you hear it? If you can tell the difference between beer and soft drink just by the sound of the can opening, give us a call on 131065. We're going to do that really soon. But Woods, right up next, I don't know why I'm doing this on radio, but I'm thinking about entering a poetry competition.
Finally. That's potential realised. That's the definition of that.
I need a name, though, because I don't think I can use my actual name.
What?
We'll talk about it up next. Brother Woody. Will and Woody. Hope you're having a great Tuesday afternoon. Kenny here. It's right up next. You can tell the difference between beer and soft drink by the sound of the can opening. Very quickly, though, before we get there, Woods, I want to enter this poetry competition. You know, I like writing poetry.
Talk to me about prize money. I'm sorry to talk business.
That's all right. It's a $10,000 prize.
Here we go. There's a kitty. There's a kitty.
It's a big poetry comp. So there's no way I'm going to win it. It's called the, it's by the Australian Book Review. It's called the Peter Porter Poetry Prize.
Bit of alliteration there for all you poetry fans out there.
That's right. That's
the Peter Porter Poetry Prize.
Yeah, that's right.
Well done, Poems Australia.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And then it gets, you know, listed in the magazine, et cetera. But it's a $10,000 prize, which is pretty bloody cool. So,
you want my help?
Well,
want
no.
Some rhymes? Do you want some rhymes?
No.
The cat? Is that on a map?
No. No. I wouldn't go to you for that. But I do need a name, though, because I think...
Why don't you want to use your real name? Too Famous. Too Famous. Oh, God. We all know who you are. Big radio host. You're not going to win. We're not going to take you seriously. Is that the concern?
Honestly, yes.
Yeah, household name.
No, and it's not like that, but I do get the feeling.
It is like that.
No,
come on,
not.
Be honest.
No, because I've been to it. It's not like that. Okay. They're not going to go like, oh, God, McMahon's entered. We can't have it.
Hell. As if he needs more money. Goddamn commercial dog.
Well, that's part of it.
Okay.
So,
yeah, okay.
Because I don't. And the thing is, I just think that like what they're going to do, even if they won't know my name, obviously, but they will Google the name of the person who's submitted the prize.
Sure.
And then it will come up as Will and Woody, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So they're not going to know. They're not going to be like, oh my God, you know, Pat Raft has entered a poem.
Sure.
It's going to be, I don't know why I went for Pat Raft, by the way.
He'd write some great poems.
There's no way Raft is.
Pat's got a lot to say. Pat's got a lot of thoughts.
So that's why. Because I think if I do get down to the final bit and they Google my name, they'll go, oh, he's a commercial radio host. We don't want to give him the money. And I don't want the money. Okay. To be honest, I would actually put the money to charity if I won.
Very commendable. Very commendable.
I do think I need what they call a nom de plume in the industry.
Which?
It's like a pen name.
Okay.
That's
very
what I
good.
Need. So then and I think...
Which is a bit like when apparently J.K. Rowling went for that. She, after Harry Potter, she was like, I'm going to use a nom de plume and write another book.
Yes.
Book didn't get picked up. Everyone was like, this is crap.
Is that right?
Apparently.
Is that right?
Yeah. And then she was like, it's me. And then,
oh.
Anyway, so it can backfire a little bit as well. Just want to let you know. But let's talk about a fake name for you.
Yes. I think
because
that's a good idea.
I have been thinking about this a lot and I think I've got some good ones.
Yeah. Well, I said to you before that I'd like you to think about a nom de plume for me. And you said, you've already got one for me.
I've thought about it for years. I've told you this. I've always said that you should write very like quite, almost like controversial articles in newspapers and stuff as Peter Lancaster.
Oh yeah. But that's my middle. They're my two middle names.
So people might figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. There's a trail there. There's a trail. Okay. I've got some other ones, luckily. Yeah. This one's a bit fun. Cole is your first name and then O. And then Quill. Colloquial.
Oh, nice.
Because
colloquial.
Brilliant.
Yeah, nice.
That's just one. Okay, so everyone knows the famous musician Will.i.am.
Yes.
Brilliant. His name's William. Put two dots around the eyes. Will.i.am. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you could call yourself Will.i.was. It's probably in the lead. Okay, it's in the lead. Will.i.was. Good. Okay, next one. Most famous writer in the world, obviously. Is
Shakespeare.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing that you share a first name with
him. I thought you were gonna say Colleen Hoover there, so
she
I'm
is
glad
good.
That I directed you back towards
Hoover
something.
Is catching up, can I just say?
Let's
anyway,
go back to this.
Shakespeare, very famous.
Yeah.
You go with William Fakespeare. And just don't never mention it. Just call yourself William Fakespeare.
I like that.
Okay.
I imagine I'll have to have an email or something that I attach to it, though. Like, I'll have to say...
WilliamFakespeare@gmail.com. No one's got that.
WilliamFakespeare@gmail.
Okay, now I'm going to be honest. These ones are a bit crap, but I was running out of ideas. Willie McPoems is the other one. Because your name's Will McMahon. Or William McRhymes.
Okay.
So maybe just forget the last two.
I like that. I think Will.i.was is pretty, but yeah. I mean, they'll obviously know that it's a fake name, but.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, they will.
Okay. Will.i.am's real name.
Yeah. No, it's not.
He changed it legally.
Is it? Yeah, but it's not his original name.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So Will.i.was.
Will.i.was. I'll tell you what the poem is tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, great.
Can you hear it's up next? Kiss.
Celebrate it, baby. I just don't wanna wait. Swimming in the deep. been chasing so long. Every right that feels wrong. Rather be with you instead. There's something about it right here. Got me seeing so clear. Rainbow colored skies ahead. Now, oh, I'm in a sea of light. And all that I can see is you. And now I'm dying to feel alive. So baby, let's try something new. Let's make tonight.
It's Bill and Woody. It's a Tuesday. Kylie Minogue tickets just around the corner right now, though.
I'm going to say that's a soft drink. Can you hear it? It's a beer. Oh,
can you hear it? Beer. Darcy, no. Darcy, no. Darcy, no.
Can you tell the difference between soft drink and beer? The record holder is Gary Barlow, the lead singer from Take That. I'm going to be honest. We tried to get Kylie to play yesterday, but we had awful audio issues. She was really keen to have a crack. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we get a chance to do it with her in studio, because we are sick of Gary Barlow being the record holder.
We're so sick of it that we're also going to give you $1,000 if you beat Gary's record of 7. And Lauren, that could be you. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm outstanding. I'm reading here that you got 5 out of 5 listening from the car yesterday.
I sure did, yes.
All righty, Lauren, let's crack straight in. Here's can one.
Yeah.
5 from 6. 5 from 6, unfortunately, there, Lauren. That was a soft drink.
Good on you, Lauren.
Thank you.
Genuinely sound shocked.
Let's go to Nikki, I want to say. Hi, Nikki.
Hey, boys, how you going?
Good, Nick. So apparently you were listening when Gary Barlow went on that world record run, and you got 6 of the 8, or the 6 of the 7.
I got 6 of the 8, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you're hearing something. Now, are you going to choose to listen down the phone here, Nikki, or do you want to take it in the speakers?
Can I put it back in my car, or have I got to listen to it on my phone?
We did have a woman who managed to pull that off the other day. We don't know how she did it, though.
That's true.
I'm going to be honest. Mm. Like, she managed to flick over. Do you remember that?
So when
we played the sound effect to announce the next can, she flicked over to her car audio, heard it in her car audio, and then flicked back to her phone audio.
So, yeah, right. Now, see if I can get it on my car, because it's a lot clearer through the stereo.
Yeah, well, there you go. Like, that's what she said, and she had a hot run. Now, Nikki, I'm going to be honest. I know nothing about you, and you have made no representation as to your technological depth. But in the 2 minutes that we've spoken, I don't think you're up to it, big fella. But if you feel like you want to try, you're welcome to try.
Yep, I'm going to go for it, boys.
I love it.
Okay, well Nikki, here's can one. Do what you got to do, my friend.
That's a soft drink.
Nikki! did you hear it through the car speakers?
Yeah, I got it on the car speakers now.
Yeah right. I don't know how he's doing it either. I don't know. I didn't think he was up to it.
He's getting to.
He is.
That's a beer.
Nikki! All right, Nikki. Here comes Ken. What do you do with yourself, Nikki?
Unfortunately, I've just come out of having a bloody broken leg.
Oh.
Jeez, I'm so glad you didn't say something else there. Let's go to can 3, shall we, Nikki?
That's a beer again.
Yeah.
Yeah. is. He's really, he's hitting them through the covers, isn't he?
How's your leg now, Nicky? Legs all good?
Yeah, I just last physio today, and I've just started walking last week.
Unreal, Nicky!
Nicky.
And you're walking, and you are flying in this game. Here is can four, my friend.
That's another beer.
No, that's a soft drink, Nicky.
Oh, you done the can real slow, didn't you?
Yeah, he did. It was very slow. Colin Minogue tickets are right up next. Can you hear it? We'll be back tomorrow. Nicky, you can have a spinal ease pillow, mate. That's on us. So you get some rest.
See you, buddy.
See you later. See you later, Nicky. Real surprise packet, Nicky.
You really called me out on the slow open, didn't
you?
Yeah,
well, it was a shit open.
Oh, was it really? Yeah, it really was.
You drew it out.
No, I'll wear that.
Kylie, tickets up next on Will and Woody. Are you having a great Tuesday? You listening to Kiss.
There is more fun to be had. Will and Woody are back in just a bit for a whole lot more shenanigans. It's Will and Woody on Kiss.
Melbourne traffic.
As Australia's largest not-for-profit health fund, HCF is always finding ways to give more value to their members. HCF puts their money where their members are.
Good afternoon. There's an emergency incident in Collingwood on Alexander Parade heading inbound just after the Eastern Freeway, taking out two of the right-hand lanes, and reports of a crash on the Ring Road Altona bound at Pascavel Road. The Monash Freeway slow going outbound due to a breakdown at East Malvern Station with the right-hand lane blocked and delays all the way back to Toorak Road. While in Croydon, Mount Dandenong on roads closed citybound due to a crash at Dorset Road, your best bet's going to be to jump on Hull Road or Canterbury Road instead. Enough is enough. Make a painted promise to end violence against women and children. Sign up or donate at polishedman.com. Together, we can create a safer future. The Kiss cars dropping down to 13 degrees overnight, then rain tomorrow at 15. Right now, it's 22 degrees. It's James, Melbourne traffic and weather together first with Will and Woody for the drive home on Kiss 101.1.
Any station can give you tickets to see Coldplay live.
Can everybody hear us okay?
But only Kiss can give you an entire row.
My name's Abby and I just won a row of tickets.
I want something just like this.
All your must-have music tickets are on Kiss.
I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets.
Listen all day between 10 and 3 to win. From your home of all your must-have music tickets.
Kiss 101.1.
Everyone loves a bit of backyard cricket. But how about something even better? Designed specifically for kids. Woolworths Cricket Blast is fun, fast and always on the move. Imagine the fun. Join your local team today. Search Play Cricket.
At Officeworks, make the everyday easier with a HP Pavilion 16-core Ultra 5 or 7 laptop with Windows 11 starting from $1,297. We won't be beaten on price with our price beat guarantee. Exclusions apply.
Tonight on 7 News, how Patrick Cripps celebrated his record-breaking Brownlow win, plus the red carpet hits and misses. Also, how Chinese EVs could be tracking you, and the iconic Australian products that aren't all true blue. 7 News at 6.
Score a cheeky weekly deal at Coles Express and Ready Express. This week, grab a 12 39-gram bar for $1.50 or Red Rock Deli Chips 80 to 90-gram varieties, $4 each. Only at Coles Express and Ready Express. Off ends Wednesday. T's and C's apply. See in store.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Introducing the new iPhone 16 Pro, available now at Vodafone. Built for Apple intelligence, it features a stunning titanium design and camera control. Get yours for $0 when you stay connected for 36 months on a $79 plan and trade in an eligible device. Only available from the best provider of iPhone plans, Vodafone.
iPhone 16 Pro 128GB, winner of Whistle Out Best Provider iPhone Plans 2024, new customers only, min cost $2,844, early exit fees apply, and stand 10 unless extended, Apple Intelligence coming this December, TNC apply.
If you're aged 45 to 74, you can do a free at-home bowel screening test every 2 years. As soon as your test kit arrives, put it somewhere you can see it so that it's ready to use. Could be in the bathroom or on the toilet, which is a good place. Your pants are already down. May as well get in there. It's quick and it's easy to do and will give you peace of mind if detected early. Over 90% of bowel cancers can be treated successfully. 90%, guys. So Get to it, because this test could save your life. Visit bowelcancer.org.au for more information.
At Coles, celebrate footy finals with great value on barbecue essentials. Like any two specially marked Aussie Coles Classic Burgers or Sausages, 400 to 550 gram range for just $10. That's great value hands down. At Coles. Offer ends 8 October.
That's a window getting pummeled by every element Mother Nature can throw at it. But thanks to Selly 650 FC adhesive sealant around the frame, they don't stand a chance. Made for the toughest jobs. If it sells, it works.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now, and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free, and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
All over Australia, homeowners are saving money with a free Bendigo Bank home loan health check. Whether it's refinancing, investing in new property, or lowering your loan repayments, let Bendigo Bank give your home loan a full checkup to make sure it's still right for you and your needs. New or existing customers, find your better home loan at Bendigo Bank, the better big bank. Lending criteria, terms, conditions, fees, and charges apply.
Listen to Will and Woody on demand. Search their podcast on iHeart. We're free. Never sounded so good.
Will and Woody on a Tuesday. Get your sniff stick out of your nose.
Mate, it's radio.
I don't care.
No one knows.
I do. And you're having too much of it.
Teammate.
Dangerously addictive. They're banned in Norway. Now, we've got... It's not... We've got tickets to Coldplay, a whole row to give away. And we've got a double pass to Kylie as well, which we're going to give away in about 5 minutes' time. Before we do that, though, we actually spoke to Kylie yesterday. She was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a flex, because she told us something about herself that is unique to her. And I want to dive into that a bit more right up next.
It's very interesting, isn't it?
It's fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's Will and Woody. Kylie tickets, 5 minutes away. Kiss.
It's fine. It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With their arms out like an angel through the caution rail. I don't want to call it off, but you don't want to call it love. You only want to be the one that I call baby.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is Will and Woody Woods. We were talking to Kylie earlier this week.
Bloody oath we were. Rubbing shoulders with the big dogs.
Well, it was over Zoom, let's be honest.
Oh, damn, and you don't say that. You don't.
You made a massive dick of yourself early in the interview.
I did.
But I recovered it.
As you always do.
By expressing the fact that I was just thinking about the fact that she is one of the very few celebrities who is mononymous, which means they've got one word that whenever they say their name, it's only ever one word.
Yes.
And everyone knows who they are. They've listened. You and Madonna
mm-hmm.
and
Cher.
Adele. But you're breathing pretty rare air for a girl who used to be on Neighbours.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I don't think about it too much. But I'm really proud of that.
So we dropped a few big ones there afterwards, and I would say she is in that league. But we have since started chatting about maybe the least deserving people of a mononymous name.
That's right.
And who have we landed on there? Seal was thrown around. I mean, he's obviously successful.
Because I missed out on a couple of very deserving ones. Shakira.
Oh, absolutely.
Zendaya.
I think Shakira to the point where I don't even know what her last name is.
No, I wouldn't even know.
Which I think speaks
But would you know what's like Ross Rihanna's last name?
Good question. Yeah, you don't know many of them. Yeah.
For the big ones.
So Pink, her name is...
Oh, yeah.
No, it's quite amazing, isn't it? You just forget their human name.
When you know them as a person. So I'm going to throw a few more out here.
Mm-hmm.
Eminem.
Mathers.
He's got to be in the,
yes,
the top. He's deserving.
Uh-huh.
Drake, deserving. How do you feel about Fergie? Not sure where she sits with it.
She did the very impressive thing of being, and I do find it impressive when someone is in a big, four piece band, the Black Eyed Peas, obviously, or troop. You call them a troop.
Wouldn't call them a troop.
She was a member of a troop, the Peas, and then
she wasn't the first singer on the Black Eyed Peas.
What?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't. That's a great fun fact.
It's a good fact. So I didn't know. I was listening to a very underground show the other day, which was playing some hip hop, and I was like, I really like the sound of this.
Yeah.
And I liked the singer in it,
uh-huh.
And I was like, what the hell is this? And the guy explained that it was the Black Eyed Peas. I don't know. Will I Am used to be like a full West Coast hip hop artist. They had this woman called Kim Hill who used to sing on their track. She's phenomenal.
She was a P.
Huh?
She was a P. She was a
Black Eyed
P.
Oh, she was in the pod. Yeah, she was in the pod. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But why? And then why did she leave?
Because they basically said they wanted to make Where Is the Love, and she was like, that is just not my vibe. Pulled out.
She left.
And before, I'm going to keep going.
Okay, sorry.
Big commercial success.
Wow, that's
a spot for another day.
Who pulled
out at the wrong time? and we're talking troops or pods or groups there. Avicii is mononymous.
Deserve. Tiesto.
You were so certain about that. Oh, Avicii?
He's the best. He was the absolute best. Knows his way around a bed. Avicii, yes, very sadly.
Oh, no shit.
Tiesto, to keep rolling with the DJ mononymous theme.
Tiesto, yeah, I'll give it to him.
I mean, I say Guetta a lot, but people often include David.
David Guetta. Here's one that I reckon's definitely on the fringe / in the firing line. Mario. You'd know him from this?
There's too many Marios that come to mind.
He's in the conversation for getting out of there.
Because I'm thinking about the cartoon character.
Of course.
I'm also thinking about everyone's got a Mario's pizza within 5 kilometres of them.
I reckon Mario's on the fringe.
Agreed.
Another one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Fabio.
Oh, deserved.
No.
The most beautiful man in the cosmos. Yes. Can't believe it's not butter, Will.
No. No. Yes. I will not have it.
Yeah, he's the best.
Okay, hang on. I've got more here. Okay, so Exhibit goes without saying, largely because his name is so cool.
Yeah, of course.
Moby, probably in there, despite the fact that it turns out he's probably a knob. Flea.
The show?
No.
Oh, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes.
See, the fact that I don't know immediately means that
I reckon he's got to be in the question.
Mm-hmm.
Ashanti?
Deserved.
Coolio?
Deserved. R.I.P.
Banksy? It's Coolio dead too.
Yeah. Hey, get up with it, mate.
Really walking through the valley of the shadow of death, isn't he? Had to happen.
Well played. Banksy deserved, obviously. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Okay.
That's the test.
Sade, Nelly, both in there. Have to be.
Sure.
Keshi? When I say Kesha, I mean Kesha.
You mean Kesha.
How do you feel about Keshi, though?
No one's topped Fabio, can I just say. I think the list has steadily gone down since Fabio.
Kygo.
Yeah. For a period of time.
I know who he is, though.
Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah, because it's a weird mononymous
Nostradamus,
name.
Obviously.
That's two. Nostradamus.
No, same word.
Oh.
Yeah, that's like when you thought Tutankhamen was two people.
True.
The pharaoh Tut and his beautiful wife Carmen.
I did think that for a long time. Did a whole project on them in year 10.
It's Will and Woody.
Forget you, any mom, any sister, any job, any broke down car, and the things you call art. Forget you, any friends that I'll never see again. Everybody but your dog, you can all get lost. I swear I meant to mean the best when it ended. Even tried to bite my tongue when you started. Now you're texting all my friends, asking questions. They never even liked you in the first place. Dated a girl that I hate for the attention. She only made it 2 days, what a connection. It's like you'd do anything for my affection. You're going all about it in the worst way.
H. Will and Woody, Battle of the Gens is right up next. Right now, though.
Kylie is back and bringing her tension tour to Australia for shows nationally. Frontier pre-sale starts Thursday with all tickets on sale October 2. For details, head to frontiertouring.com.
Yeah, she's back, Woods. She's bloody back. And we got tickets. We got heaps of tickets to give away all week this week. Double passes. Got to compete for them, though. You got to register for this one. So, look, yes. We're giving away a lot of tickets at the moment, so I'm not sure across all the T's and C's, but
willandwoody.com.
Willandwoody.com.
Yep.
Is where you got to go and register. And then you compete. You got to compete on the airwaves. So the record and the tour is called Tension. Tension 2, the album. Tension Tour, the tour. And basically, you've got to try and create a bit of tension here in the studio right now. The person who creates the most tension, just by saying one thing, away with the Kylie tickets.
I would like to stipulate, before we throw over to Melanie and Cherie, who are going to be competing for the Kylie tickets, you don't have to create tension between Will and I. That's what everyone did yesterday. You don't have to do that. You can just bring up something a bit controversial, a bit spicy.
Might be something about yourself.
Exactly.
Get on. I slept with my secretary. Whoa.
It's the truth.
Tense. All of a sudden.
Yeah, and I want to know more. Anyway, let's go to Melanie first.
I have a crush on my dog.
Weird.
Tense.
Bit much, I reckon.
Too much. See, this is the thing. The closer you get to the line, the more tension you're going to create.
True.
But, you know, the more cancelable you'll be. And I'm not allowed to do this.
You've been banned. Melanie,
Yes, that's me.
It is over to you to create some tension. Fire away.
Okay. Well, look, I listen to Spotify all day because, you know, radio is just on its way out. I mean, seriously, you boys won't even have a job in a couple of years.
Our contract does run up in about 2.5 years, so that's pretty spot on, well, actually, Melanie.
But apparently, where streaming's going to be peaking, apparently.
Absolutely, it already is. I listen all day.
Okay, well, that's hurt me. I don't know if there's tension, but it's definitely offended me.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, you've hurt me, Melanie.
Wow.
Me in the pursuit
all right.
of tickets.
Let's go to Cherie then.
Radio Gaga, bring on the radio, but, oh, my God, Donald Trump is sexy.
I don't know if there's tension there at all.
I'm finding it funny that you... I think it's funny.
When you look at those locks of golden hair in the breeze, America will be great again. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. Come on. You're feeling it.
There's no tension there either
I'm still thinking about the fact that lose my job and not be able to support my family in 3 years because streaming's going to take
the
over.
The tension's still there.
It's still there for me.
Okay.
I don't know if it's there for you.
No, I think we're all going to die, so, you know.
My God, man.
Well, like at some stage, you know.
Let's just lift it a little bit and give Melanie some tickets, shall we? Melanie, you go to Kylie. Hey, stop. Hopefully you don't die before the gig.
Well, you might.
To continue. No,
you
Will.
Could.
Just,
but you
just,
could.
No, you won't.
You could die at any minute.
You won't.
It's worth thinking about.
No, you won't. You're going to go to Kylie.
Get on your mouth, but you'll get to Kylie, Mel. You won't die before Kylie.
Thank you so
I can't
much.
Guarantee
oh,
that. Kylie might die before Kylie. Who knows?
Will.
But it's true.
Oh, she's only a few years older than me.
Yeah, but like we could all die at any stage is the point.
There's no point talking about it. Just put your head in the sand.
All right, Mel, you've got the tickets. More tension back tomorrow. Cherie.
Huge.
I was going to say good try, but no tension there. Donald Trump is not sexy. We found out the other day that he has pubes like a Yeti.
Will and Woody for the drive home.
Will and Woody!
Kiss
Melbourne Traffic.
As Australia's largest not-for-profit health fund, HCF is always finding ways to give more value to their members. HCF puts their money where their members are.
Good afternoon. There's been a crash on the Ring Road Altonabound at Pascavel Road. Two right-hand lanes are currently closed with traffic heavy going back to the Hume Freeway as well as slowing Greensboro bound back to the Calder Freeway. Everyone stops to take a look. In Melton South, there's been a crash on Greech Road at Exford Road with traffic heavy going both ways there and a crash in Dandenong North on Stud Road southbound before the Monash Freeway. Finally, emergency works are underway in Mount Waverley on Blackburn Road northbound after Pinewood Drive with two lanes closed there. Is your home as packed as peak hour traffic? Safely store the things you love with Storage King. Visit storageking.com.au. The kings of storage, moving and more. The Kiss cast dropping down to 13 degrees overnight, then rain tomorrow with a top of 15. Right now it's 22 degrees. It's James Melbourne Traffic and Weather Together First with Will and Woody for the drive home on Kiss 101.1.
You know Kyle and Jackie O are home of the world's biggest stars.
Hey, Kyle and Jackie O, it's Dua Lipa here.
How good are you? I've seen you live before. You're back for a tour.
It's wonderful. The response and the support has been so amazing. Makes me very, very excited to come back.
And this week, they are taking you to the land of the stars.
Put some miles on.
Let me hear you, Hollywood.
What's up, it's the Kid Leroy.
Thank you for having me, man. This is a big deal for me because you guys are the shit.
Hey, it's Tate McRae here.
Hey, this is Phineas.
Hanging out with Kyle and Jackie O.
Hey, it's Curtis Stone with Kyle and Jackie O. You two are amazing.
You probably know me as Jason Alexander.
Best known on television is George Costanza.
Carmen Electra. She's a gorgeous looking woman.
I know, and she joins us now.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we're good.
Plus, can you believe?
Everybody, this is Katy Perry. I love Kyle and Jackie.
Oh, Katy Perry to perform at the AFL Grand Final.
They know how to put on a show. It's there, the
yeah,
AFL.
It's great.
We could break it in if you know what I mean.
Kyle and Jackie O are home of the world's biggest stars. Listen live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
Just 101.1.
Hurry. The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Score a cheeky weekly deal at Coles Express and Ready Express. This week, grab an 18-pack of Coulton toilet paper for just $10. Only at Coles Express and Ready Express. Offer ends Wednesday. T's and C's apply. See in store.
Hey, it's Maddie J here with my daughter, Marley May.
Hi, everyone.
Tell everyone how old you are.
I'm 5.
Which is a good age to start Woolworths Cricket Blast. It's 60 minutes of fun, action-filled activities where kids get to learn catching, batting and bowling, plus develop their confidence and teamwork skills and have fun with their friends. So, Marley, are you going to be a batter or a bowler?
An all-rounder.
That's my girl, just like her dad. To find out more about Woolworth's Cricket Blast, search Play Cricket.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
That's your doctor's appointment. Your usual doctor couldn't fit you in, and it wasn't an emergency. So you booked online with Medmate, and now an accredited Aussie doctor is calling you back in, wow, under 2 hours. Scripts and medical certificates will be sent to you instantly by SMS if clinically approved, all for $25. Well, go on, pick it up. Book a fast-tracked online doctor's appointment 7am to 11pm, 7 days a week at medmate.com.au.
Get the iPhone 16 Pro at Officeworks. Built for Apple Intelligence featuring a stunning titanium design camera control and A18 Pro chip. Available now at Officeworks from $1,797. Apple Intelligence coming in December 2024.
Miele appliances are crafted for longevity, designed so that you fall in love with them time and time again. Once a Miele, always a Miele. For September only, enjoy the ultimate peace of mind of a 10-year warranty on Miele built-in cooking, refrigeration, laundry and dishwashing appliances. Secure your Miele 10-year warranty now, in-store or online, and discover why once a Miele, always a Miele. Hurry. Offer ends Monday, September 30. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See the Miele website.
The Qantas Hotels and Holidays Million Points Giveaway is on now. Until Friday, simply book any eligible Qantas hotel or holiday package and you'll automatically go into the draw to win a share of 1 million Qantas points daily. With 250 prizes to give away, every booking you make is a chance to win. So where will you go next? For your chance to win a share of 1 million Qantas points, search Qantas Hotels and Holidays and book today. Entries close 27 September 2024. T's and C's apply.
The most anticipated restaurant in MKR history.
Easy.
Easy peasy Mike and Petey cook on all new MKR. Tonight, 7.30 on 7 and 7 Plus.
The BMW i4 eDrive 35 with BMW Finance. With a competitive 4.99% per annum interest rate and a $3,000 BMW Finance deposit contribution. Across all 24 to 60 month BMW full circle loan agreements with no finance setup fees and a guaranteed future value handback option. Offer valid till 30 September 2024. Business customers only. Fees, charges, conditions and eligibility criteria apply. Visit bmw.com.au for full T's and C's and information on BMW Full Circle.
At Woolworths, enjoy great weekly specials this spring. Like Australian lamb four-quarter chops, now $14 a kilo, save $5 a kilo. That's today's fresh food, people. On sale until September 24, while stocks last, may not be available in all stores or online.
Listen to Will and Woody on demand. Search their podcast on iHeart. We're free. Never sounded so good.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5pm on 7 and 7 Plus.
Leave Benny alone!
It's Will and Woody's.
Can you put some echo on this?
Battle of the Gens!
Alrighty, so junior producer Annalise in the studio. We find out which generation is most out of touch. Where millennials, Woods, AB is a Gen Zer. Annalise, welcome back.
Thanks.
Hey, a bit of a shout out to you because you star on the podcast at the moment on our weekly podcast. You talking about your top four films of all time?
Yes, iconic movies.
It's the weirdest list you can imagine,
and so really bizarre. Does show the Gen Z side to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of there's only four, but like those are a solid.
Yeah, sorry,
four,
it was a top four, wasn't top it? Four. Not a top five.
No, we did five because honorable mentions, but it's a space where judgment should be free, but there was a lot of judgment from you.
We never said it was a judgment-free space.
Yeah, because
well, it was assumed.
You shouldn't assume. You should never assume. Now, Annalise, also before the microphones turned on there, we were singing what we thought was a very well-known chant. Should we do it now?
Oh, you want to?
Okay. Don't make me do it alive.
Yeah, sorry. Okay.
I said burr.
It's cold in here. There must be some clovers in the atmosphere.
I said, oh, we.
Okay.
What's that from?
I don't know. It was what the hands.
You don't know what that's from, do you?
No.
Really?
I knew the first two lines, and then Woody got really into it, like he was about to go rap another verse.
I did.
But I don't know what it's from.
There's clovers and there's toros.
Yes.
Is that meant to be a clue?
That they're the big parts of that movie.
Clover and Tauros. I feel like it's some sort of like Lord of the Rings or something, but it can't be right.
You think that chant is from Lord of the Rings?
Definitely not. It just doesn't fit.
To all my dwarven brethren.
it's from Bring It On.
Oh, I have seen that movie. I have seen that, but I don't remember that.
Who stars in that movie?
Some girl, I don't know. She has blonde hair though.
Yep.
Well done. It's Will and Woody.
And I feel like I'm moving inside her, lying in the dark. And I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go. I'll be there when you call. And whenever I fall. Whenever I fall, whenever I fall, whenever I fall, whenever I fall, you're hiding from me now. There's something in the way that you're talking. Words don't sound right, but I hear them all moving inside you. I'll be waiting when you call. And whenever I fall at your feet, you let your tears rain down on me. Whenever I touch your slow turning pain, whenever I fall.
Is Will and Woody. Hope you're having a great drive home. Got a whole row of Coldplay tickets to give away very, very shortly. And the quiz is in 10 minutes' time. Right now, though.
Leave Benny alone!
It's Will and Woody's.
Can you put some echo on this?
Battle of the Gens!
Alrighty. Annalise is a Gen Zer. Woods, you and I are millennials. We're trying to figure out which generation is most out of touch by throwing names, icons, phenomenons at each other to see which one is actually in the zeitgeist. Woods, we've gone for a bit of a theme this week.
Yes, but we won't reveal that, obviously.
No, we can't, because then that would give away a bit.
Yep. Oh.
Well done.
Or also maybe it's not a theme as well, just in case you just aren't picking up on that. Anyway.
Oh, shit.
I don't think we've given away too much.
Maybe we shouldn't have gone.
Okay, here we go. Theme or no theme. and honestly, this is easy.
Okay.
Like I'm concerned if you don't know this.
Okay.
Bruce Willis.
Married to Demi Moore and was an actor.
He's an actor, still alive.
He's an actor.
He's still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Well done.
Famous for what sort of movie?
I think something with superheroes.
No. Well, they weren't really around in the 90s superhero movies.
He was.
I think he has done a superhero movie.
He was a superhero.
Yeah.
In Unbreakable.
Oh, piss off. Scott, let's not bring up one of the great
injured.
Blights on his career.
He can't be injured.
No, Unbreakable.
Hang on, that's a great movie.
I don't think that's a great movie.
No, his adversary is Mr. Glass. Who breaks easily.
All right, let's go, Annalise, your turn.
Okay, guys.
He's quite sick, by the way, Bruce Willis, so, you know.
I want to know what this sound, what is the opener show of the opener of this sound? What show is this from?
I don't know. I realise I don't care. I mean, what is it? What is
it?
Anything that starts with a "This is my chance." Piss off.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah. X Factor season 15.
ABC.
You're in a similar genre.
All right.
ABC.
ABC.
Kids. Kid talent show. Something close.
No, it's Dance Academy. It was one of the most iconic shows of our century.
Right. So what is it? Is that a dancing show where people compete to become...
Stop us.
It's a fiction dancing show.
Oh, yeah. Fiction. Here we go. A fictional...
dancing
show. No, what are they? Okay, here we go. Annalise, who is Steven Seagal?
Oh, I got asked about this earlier.
Did you?
Yes. Steven... And I did Google him. And I've already forgotten him. He's an American... Yeah.
Why were you Googling Steven Seagal?
Someone brought his name up.
Okay.
Because we were just rhyming words.
Nice.
Oh, he's an American...
Well, what do good you guys prep. Actually
good,
do?
Good radio show prep. All right, guys, rhyming words. Let's do it. Let's chuck it around.
Everyone's favourite pre-show game.
Is anyone
getting any audio for the show?
Is he he's an American actor.
Annalise, that is just the most vanilla answer. Oh. Like, come on.
He's famous for having...
Because I want to go say he's friends with Jason Segel. Like, he's, like, related to Jason Segel.
Jason Segel.
Oh, they're spelt different. S-E-G-E-L.
Steven Seagal. Who is Steven Seagal?
Steven Seagal...
Yep.
...is... I don't know.
He's a martial artist and he's an action movie star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very famous for being like a black belt in martial arts.
Your go, Annalise. Oh. Bang, that's it.
How was I supposed to know that?
He's very famous. He's been in a lot. He's enormous.
He's enormous.
Yeah. Give me a movie.
Under Siege.
The Glimmer Man.
To
name a few. Under Siege is a red hot movie.
Unbelievable. He was in Speed 2 as well.
I know why you like that movie, by the way, Under Siege. All right, let's get Annalise your
birthday
go.
Cake.
Birthday cake. Birthday cake.
Who was Stefan and Damon Salvatore?
You mean Salvatore, I think is what you
Salvatore.
Mean.
Salvatore. Salvatore, she's not talking about the artist.
No. You mean Salvador.
Oh, my Salvador. God.
Salvador Dali.
We're nowhere. Is he an artist?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Surrealism. Yeah, that's
not,
right.
That's
no, she's not talking about Salvador
talking
Dali.
About. Say the names again for me.
Stefan and Damon Salvatore.
Now, I think I know the Salvators.
So they're related. I'm picking that up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same surname.
Siblings.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They are. Yep.
So.
Yep.
So.
I think that Stefan and Damon Salvatore.
Yes.
Are actors.
Actors.
Yeah.
Sibling actors. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm thinking more reality TV, like Keeping Up with the Salvators kind of vibe. That's the vibe I'm getting.
Right.
Because that's the way that siblings would be both famous together. Rare to get actors that are, you know.
No, absolutely not. Maggie and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Good. Yep. Called me on that one immediately.
There's quite a few of them, actually.
Who else?
Kylie Olsen and twins. Danny Minogue, the Olsen twins.
Okay, that's fair. All right.
Chris Hemsworth. Not Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, Hemsworth. Yeah. Okay, that's fair. All right, guys, put it down. Okay, they're actors.
The Salvadors.
Yeah.
They're actors. They're
Salvadors.
Actors.
Yeah. Actors?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you half a point.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Because they are brothers, but they are fictional brothers, and they play actors.
That seems like a very they're generous. Fictional. That's a very generous half a point.
They're vampires in the TV show.
Oh, what TV show?
Vampire Diaries.
Oh, the Diaries. I never watched the Diaries.
I think they're very sexy.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got one
but
more.
Play
I've got one
brothers.
More, Annalise, and then you've got to try and guess the theme because the quiz is up next.
Okay.
Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Actor. I know the name. Mm-hmm. Bruce Lee.
I'm not going to.
Bruce Lee.
What names have we given so far?
We've given Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis, Steven Seagal, and now Bruce Lee.
And Bruce Lee. They were all in a movie together.
Were they? What was the movie?
God, I'd watch that movie.
I don't.
You don't know who Bruce Lee is?
Bruce, I know the name. He sounds like a shark, kind of.
A shark?
Yeah. Was he in Jaws? Bruce
Lee. You mean, I think Bruce the shark Lee. In Finding Nemo is called Bruce.
Oh.
Jesus Maybe. Christ.
The easiest way to win $1,000 is right up next on Will and Woody. Step one, call 131065 now. Step two, answer 10 easy questions in 30 seconds. Step three, profit. It's Will and Woody for your drive home. Kiss.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Mate, all I got to say, Kyle and Jackie O, you guys absolutely killed. Keep doing what you're doing. I love it.
I'm just about to start Pilates.
Are you?
Yeah. I think there's some more resistance involved.
Oh,
probably.
That'll be the end of it for you then.
I don't like hard work.
No.
I want a massage on that reformer.
Yeah. Make up your own mind.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
Kiss 101.1.
Listen to Will and Woody on demand. Search their podcast on iHeart. We're free. Never sounded so good.
As the supportive parent of a teen, there are times when you must decide yay or nay. Venturing into their stinky bedroom to open a window? Yay. Tasting the roast chicken they cooked, medium rare? Yay. Letting your underage teen try alcohol at home? Nay. 89% of parents aren't giving their teens alcohol. DrinkWise wants you to know it's okay to say nay. Go to drinkwise.org.au for more info.
Mom, I think we blew the power.
Have a plan when the unplanned happens. Get unlimited callouts 24/7 with RACV Hello. Emergency Home Assist.
That's all fixed. Encore.
Woo! Prepare for the best with RACV Emergency Trades. All works performed by Club Home Response Proprietary Limited. Trading as RACV Trade, CDBU 100178. T's and C's apply. Unlimited call-out subject to the fair use policy.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, Booking.yeah.
Hello. Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D photo quality design pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
Hi guys, Kyle here. If you suffer from sleep apnea but you're struggling to afford the CPAP treatment, speak to Sove CPAP Clinic. They offer interest-free payment plans on leading brands like DuraSmed, Philips, Fisher & Paykel. They're all there. Only $1 up front and between $25 and $54 fortnightly for 3 years, less than $4 a day. Don't let cost hold you back. Tailor your best treatment solution today. Stop snoring now with Sove. Visit Sove CPAP Clinic at sove.com.au. That's S-O-V-E. Or call 1-300-76-2939.
CPAP is used for obstructive sleep apnea treatment. Always follow the directions for use when considering whether a CPAP is right for you. Speak to your doctor. Payment plans available for approved applicants only. Fees, terms, conditions, minimum amounts and exclusions apply.
My university preference is finding my people.
My preference is real industry experience.
My preference is working with state-of-the-art tech. Whoops, wrong button. That's the one.
Get more with your ATAR score and make Swinburne your number one VTAC preference. Swinburne. Next gen now.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season, only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
The Qantas Hotels and Holidays Million Points Giveaway is on now.
Until Friday, simply book any eligible Qantas hotel or holiday package and you'll automatically go into the draw to win a share of 1 million Qantas points daily. With 250 prizes to give away, every booking you make is a chance to win. So where will you go next? For your chance to win a share of 1 million Qantas points, search Qantas Hotels and Holidays and book today. Entries close 27 September 2024. T's and C's apply.
As Australia's largest not-for-profit health fund, HCF is always finding ways to give more value to their members. HCF puts their money where their members are.
Here's Melbourne.
Good afternoon. Things are looking absolutely foul on the ring road with a crash Altona bound at Pascavel Road blocking off three of the right-hand lanes. Only one's able to squeeze through with traffic heavy all the way back to the Hume Freeway. It's also slow going Greensboro bound back to the Calder. Meanwhile, in Melton South, there's been a crash on Greaves Road at Exford Road with traffic heavy both ways. And in Dandenong North on Stud Road southbound before the Monash Freeway. Finally, in Werribee, a crash to watch out for as well on Railway Avenue at Tarnine Road. Melbourne will set the pace. An unmissable Formula One season opener. Formula One Australian Grand Prix 2025 tickets on sale October.